Now, the film portrays the death, afterlife, and spiritual education of a Brazilian doctor, an upper-middle-class man who has a life of service, but also a life of privilege. And when he passes through what looks like a sudden heart attack of some kind, he basically falls over at dinner one night. He finds himself in one of the lower astral planes, which, if you've read any of my books or followed any of my talks at all, you'll know are not pleasant places. The hell realms and the purgatorial realms are not where you'd want to be, I can assure you. But they're there. And they're not just for, how shall I say, sinners according to the rule books of all the major religions. The rules aren't quite that strict. You have to be rather filled with negativity, the negativity of anger, jealousy, resentment, ethnic hatred, cruelty, lust, and I mean lust in its worst form. I don't mean how you feel about your lover when you're about to go to bed. Serious lust, cruel lust, selfish lust, ambition that is ruthless and will beat back all in its way, that sort of thing. I think you get my meaning. But the film's portrayal of the purgatorial and hell realms, which they call umbral, I believe, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, is, you know, riveting in its unpleasantness and accurate. And it portrays the one's release from those realms as a form of prayer, as a form of please help me get out of here, which is essentially what happens. Retrievers come and get you, and they will come if they feel your need, if they feel your intense need to get out of there, and your a sense that you will be something of a reformed being. All of which is accurate in my experience as a retriever. I have been to those places, not exactly like Umbral, but not that much different either. And I have worked with desperate souls in those sad and tormented places. Now, the Astral City, as represented in this movie, is one of the reception center areas that are around the planet, above all the geographical areas, that receive souls on their first transit from the realms of death, shall we say. So there is a very specific astral plane location portrayed. So what you will see there is a reality for those astral plane reception centers. They are transit areas. And they are busy places. And you will see that in the movie. Souls are constantly coming and going. The greater, in terms of population, astral areas lie beyond that, what the spiritualists call the summer land. And one of the residents, the doctor who has died of a heart attack, who's in this astral plane reception area city, does get a visitor from a higher realm, but that higher realm is not represented. And this is somewhat of a staple of spiritualist literature, visitors from the higher realms. But I would have you understand that the higher realms are not as remote as they might seem from this film. Many millions of people between one life and another live there. The level that you see represented in this film is a sort of entry level. And I don't say that to disparage it, merely to define it for you. So also, let me see, the process of acceptance of one's death, acceptance of one's new state in this entry-level astral city, and the desire to return, the desire to reincarnate, are all represented well and accurately to my mind. And I would urge you to try and track down this film. I keep looking at it, it's still sitting there. And have a look for yourself. There's, I believe the trailer is on YouTube, and perhaps more segments than just the trailer. So, if you're interested in these matters, and you wouldn't be watching this video if you weren't, it's certainly something I would recommend. It's a movie made with great dedication and sincerity and a desire to communicate spiritual truths. Now, it falls short in some areas, but then you can't get all of the spirit realms into one film. It's way too complicated. It's like trying to make a travel documentary about Paris, Amsterdam, London, Vienna, Berlin, Tokyo, New York, and Los Angeles. It can't be all squeezed into the one film. There's just too much. The astral plane is that complicated, is that multi-layered. But what they do represent, they do well and they do accurately, in my humble opinion. So applause to them, applause to all the Brazilians who worked so hard on this film, and the Toronto people who did all the fine post-production work. God bless them all for doing their darndest. I salute you.